Okay, testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Yo, yo.
This is the interviewer, and today I have with me to my left, Mr. Okay. For the sake of the interview, I'll just call you.
Okay.
What's your government name, if you don't mind me asking?
Mr.
Mr.
You feel okay. me?
So, how old are you?
31.
31? You okay, feel me? Okay. And what would you consider your ethnicity or your race or whatever?
I'm going to say Black and Creole.
Black and Creole?
Yeah, I'm from New Orleans, you feel me? I got that little Creole running in my blood as well.
Okay. Nah, that's a real thing. And that's definitely something I want to possibly touch on.
Okay.
How long have you been in Atlanta?
To be honest with you, I've been in Atlanta more than what motherfuckers really actually even think, you feel me? I'm going to say about a good maybe 10, 15, you feel me? Yes, you feel me? Like, yeah, but I still go back home. I still originate with my roots, you feel me? You know, touch bases with my family and, you know, be around my people, you know.
You real half and half right now.
Yeah, man. I'm Noga, N-O-G-A, man.
You know what
I mean? Noga? Noga, you feel me? New Orleans, Georgia, man.
I like that. So, were you down here before the Katrina incident?
Actually, I actually had graduated 2005, and I was home probably like 3-4 months, you know, and then Katrina hit while I was home.
While you was home where?
In Louisiana, New Orleans, Louisiana, to be, you know, precise.
You was there when that bitch hit?
I was there when that bitch hit.
So was it the whole state or was it just some of it?
It was basically like New Orleans, the whole New Orleans, real uptown, cool. Downtown, the east, you know what I mean? Like everything really got real fucked up down there, you feel me? You know, a lot of people lost their lives, a lot of floods took everything out, you feel me? And also one thing I like to say is like, in the Ninth Ward, you feel me? Like, they blew the levee, bro. People can say what they want to say, but at the end of the day, that levee been blown before. And the damage that was done to that levee, a flood or a hurricane literally couldn't do that type of damage. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, so, you know.
That's discouraging. Yeah. That's
fucked up to hear. Yeah, man.
But, you know, I'm always pro, what's the word, conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was definitely something folks was mentioning, but, you know, kind of got swept to the side a little bit.
Yeah, you feel me?
Do you feel like, is any possible way that somebody breaking the levees would possibly help that situation at that time?
Not necessarily. I feel like they broke the levee for, at the end of the day, everything else in New Orleans, especially the up and the down, downtown New Orleans, as far as the Ninth Ward, like, to get flooded, you feel me, for, you know, not insurance policies, but at the end of the day for like to bring hurt towards the people. You know, New Orleans is a very, I'm gonna use this word, sin city, you feel me? And it's a lot of stuff that people, you know, don't understand that go on. A lot of people say voodoo, you know, Geechee stuff go down there, but at the end of the day, it's really that, you know, it's a lot of sin, you know. So in my eyes, I really look at it like, you know, in the Bible, God said, you know, like, He would cleanse the earth, and I feel like New Orleans, that Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Rita had cleansed New Orleans to a certain extent, you know.
That's very, very interesting. I don't know how deep of your New Orleans knowledge you got.
Yeah.
You know, I'm at least ask if I can learn something out of this joint.
Yeah, you got to.
We're gonna double back to N.O. right quick. Let's get to the G.A. part.
All right.
So, you was done with school, like grade school, when you, before you got to Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
So, how was that transition from moving to N.O. to Georgia? You don't got no friends from high school or, you know, shit like that. How did you adjust? Did you have family down here?
My cousin stayed down here, you know, and, cause used to stay with us in the past. You feel me? He went through a little drug problem, but you know, God touched his heart and saved him. You feel me? And made him bounce back how he's supposed to. So we end up staying with him and his wife and his two daughters, you feel me? So, you know, that put a big insight as far as Atlanta, you know. So we had a little family down here, but everything was totally different, you know, trees, the hills, not the city, you know, like, you know, just moving around. People was different, the accents, you know. But, you know, you be one place long enough, you learn the vibe, you learn how to educate yourself with certain things, you know. Mm.
Okay. So the vibe. Shoo, okay. So how much has the vibe changed from, I guess, 10 years ago in Atlanta to now in regards to just lingo?
All right, I'm going to say
Atlanta
it's like,
lingo.
All right, like, you know, they had the Goody Mobs, the Outcasts, mm-hmm. you feel me? You know, Atlanta always embraced, like, other states with music, you know, trying to find they self, you feel me? But it was really the Goody Mobs and the Outcasts that really brought Atlanta really to the market of mainstream as far as, like, music, you get what I'm saying? And niggas was able to understand where niggas was coming from, you feel me? Mm-hmm. And, but now these days, it's like, like I say, other states influence Atlanta. Atlanta is a place where it's not just people from Atlanta, it's people from different countries, people from different states. So mm-hmm. it's one big swag pool, one big sauce pool, you feel me? So, like, you know, like, cool. When I came down here, it was GDs and Crips, mm-hmm. you know. Now it's majority Bloods and Crips, you know. So at the end of the day, it's like, you know, something influenced something, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In order for things to be a little different.
That's a real, real great point. So sauce, swag, what'll be another word for that?
Flavor.
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 You gotta have that flavor.
You gotta have that flavor. Drip. You gotta have that drip. You know what I mean? It's like, there's so many things you can say. Mm-hmm. But now, Atlanta is the state that influenced other states. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanna either have a little Atlanta when they rap, when they dress. You know, just like what that boy name is. In New York, I'm really rock. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, he from the able to move to New York. Yeah, that Gucci Gang, he not from Atlanta. You see what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? It's a lot of people that ain't got influence from Atlanta, because Atlanta was like the state that they looked at, like, the down East Coast, you feel me? Like, oh, them niggas slow. They don't talk fast, you feel me? But now at the end, they everybody on their dick, you feel me? So, mm-hmm. you know, so, hey. That's, you know, that's just my way I see things in my eyes, you feel me, so.
Okay, well, yeah, I would say you've been here for quite some time.
Seen a lot of shit.
Some ups and some downs mm-hmm. and certain people and situations. Do you have any proclamations on the future, possibly? Any trends you see?
I feel like if Atlanta keep on going the way they're going, they could probably run about a good another 10 years. Before something else really just.
Okay, like it just got to swing back over.
Yeah, you
Atlanta
know.
Atlanta winning so hard.
Hard right now. It's like, but you know, everything is a full circle. You mm-hmm. know, it starts somewhere and everybody had their time, then it come back to where it originated from, you know. So it all depends on how you look at it, you know. Like I remember Busta Rhymes had some shit where he dissed Atlanta on that New York, whatever song that was, mm-hmm. you feel me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like. California wasn't messing with Atlanta, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like it was a whole bunch of different things, you feel me? And a lot of niggas came from a lot of states, you feel me? They had their own little swag, you feel me? But at the end of the day, if you really listen to some shit on the radio, if you ain't really hearing niggas that sound like they're from Atlanta, you're hearing Atlanta niggas, and if not that, you're hearing R&B shit. But also, I'm going to say this, though. You know what I mean? Like,
R&B niggas took the Atlanta swag too.
Yeah, and they ran with it, you know what I mean? But it's, you know, it's still not like to me in my eyes, everybody won't be amigo. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
Amigos are hard, don't get me wrong, you feel me? But everybody won't be amigo. Everybody wanna, you know what I mean, like sound like the Migos. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, you feel me? Amigos they put their work in, you feel me? So you know what I mean? I respect it, you feel me? I ain't a hater, I respect it, you feel me? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, everybody was trying to be T.I.'s at first. Charlotte Lowe's, Gucci Mane's, you feel me? Yeah. So it's like Atlanta bite, Atlanta swag, you feel me? Mm. And they've been doing that, so niggas get away with certain shit, but when it come from a different state, the niggas won't beef with the next nigga, you feel me? Because they ain't from the A, you feel me? So.
Because niggas in the A kind of understand this is really the culture, whether you rapping about it or not. Yeah. You're talking like this, and this is going on, you know. Migos kind of just really highlighting some shit we don't already know.
New, yeah.
Or just able to highlight the shit first that's really, you know.
Yeah.
And I get that with the culture, you know, type shit going. It kind of brings even more meaning to my eyes in that type of way. Like, niggas been saying dabbed and pipe.
Yeah,
pipe
long,
it up,
lit.
Pipe it up, lit.
For long times.
All sorts of shit for a long time, so. They got a new song on that bitch. Walk it like I tuck it. Walk it
like I tuck it. That shit dropped 2000 motherfucking 7-8. You feel
see,
me?
I didn't even have to say that.
You see what I'm saying? Come on.
Nigga,
you
from
feel
the South and from the A, you know.
Yeah. Niggas been doing that shit. You feel me? They got a new song with Gucci Man, motherfucker Wayne Rick Ross or some shit. And it's some old school shit that used to be played at motherfucking what's that club on Bankhead? You feel me?
Crucial?
Not Crucial, but it's another one. Like, where I'm Gucci, where everybody really started off at, you feel me? Like, where DJ Yola started off, rest in peace, you feel me? Like,
shit, I probably definitely
know. You know what I mean? I can't think of it right now. It'll come to me, though, you feel me? But, like, niggas been doing that shit, bro. DJ Oomph Camp, you know what I mean? Like,
Oomph Camp.
All that shit, you feel me? Like,
and that's Oomph Camp,
yeah.
Like,
that niggas is still running with that swag, though, bro. Like, niggas
is
still
camping, them niggas still doing it.
Man, I heard some shit from DJ Aunt the other day, my nigga. And I don't know, you feel me? Like, I just listened to the shit. And that was it, you feel me? I vibe, you feel me?
Check them out, though.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? It's, you know, niggas came from, you know what I mean, that era, you feel me?
You said that was, you talking about Lil Aunt?
DJ Aunt.
DJ Aunt, okay.
The nigga, whatever. Now, why me too? Still.
Nah, that nigga was definitely one of the Atlanta legends.
You feel me? Real. You feel me?
What about DJ Yola? Is he still alive?
I think that nigga dead, bro.
He might be.
I don't, but you know, niggas say everything, though. But at the end of the day, when I did my little research, I don't know. I think the nigga dead. You feel me? You know what I mean?
I feel like somebody was saying that he died, but then he wasn't actually dead, but. I don't know. You probably would have seen that nigga resurface by now.
But I know he got a life sentence, though. He murked that nigga, you feel me? Shot a nigga in the head, you feel me? You know, he got shot in the head, got shot in the face, and got shot in the arm.
I know he got shot.
Yeah, you feel
me? Shot in the face, but I could have sworn he survived that.
Bitch. Yeah, you feel me? So when it come to other niggas, and you still a street nigga, you dealing with other niggas, the first thing you on is like...
That song was so fucking inspirational.
Yeah, man. I ain't gonna talking about that. I ain't gonna let up.
Yeah, I ain't gonna let up.
Yeah, that shit was fire. That nigga did that shit though, fool. I ain't gonna even lie to you.
Hey, man, RIP my nigga.
I thought that. Look, I remember going. What's the name of that fucking club, bro? I'm gonna think of the name. I'm gonna text my little partner. You feel me? But, okay. First time I heard Yola, nigga, I thought that was Boosie, nigga. I ain't
that
know.
That would have been hard if that was Boosie's song.
You feel me? I ain't know who that was, you feel me? And I'm from that city, you feel me? I'm from Louisiana, so I just show you at the end, they like, real niggas was listening to real music, you feel me?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Because I first heard Boosie in Alabama.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I would have thought that nigga was from Alabama the way they was bumping.
Yeah, you feel me? That shit was different. Niggas brought a different swag to the table.
That's about all you really can do.
I'm Gucci, bro. You know, like, yeah, bro. You know, yeah, I feel you, though. You know what I mean? Like, I was just saying to myself, I'm hiding the motherfucker. I hit that bitch one time. Good day,
bro,
she smoked a damn.
I'm going to be like you when I grow up.
Man, you know it.
Sometimes, for some people, that's really all you need.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, I ain't going to lie. I was a stoner. I did a little time in the cab, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Whole year, you know what I mean? To be precise, you feel me? Came back home, you feel me? You know, I'm still a stoner, but... You know, with wisdom come knowledge, when knowledge come wisdom, you feel me? So I end up learning, like, everything ain't about getting high, you feel me? And I tap that bitch every now and then, you feel me? But there's a bigger calling in life, and I'd rather be focused, you see what I'm saying, than be blow. But I still get blow, and I ain't even necessarily just talking about weed, you feel me? I still jig, jig, I still jig, you feel me? But. That weed, I ain't got a little age on that shit, you know what I mean? Unless I'm gonna just blow every day with that.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. I'm Gucci.
Oh my gosh. Now,
I'm Gucci, bro.
Let's see. I'm trying to think. Nah, I'm not gonna say that.
What?
We'll speak on that another time and shit like that.
Okay.
What about?
I appreciate you.
What about the club atmosphere as far as Atlanta and shit?
The club started on some crunk shit, you feel me? Lil Jon had niggas getting crunk. The crime mob had niggas fighting in the club, you feel me? The motherfucking Outkast had niggas two-stepping in the club. The DJ Unk had niggas walking it out in the club. You smell a damn meat. And then motherfucking Gucci had niggas on they dope boy shit. They, you know what I mean? They swag, you feel me? They swag and surf had niggas surfing in the club. Soulja Boy had niggas dancing in the club, you feel me? Nah, it's on some straight dope boy shit. Like, it went back to that real street shit, you feel me? Like, you know what I mean? But you might every now and then catch some old, you know what I mean? Some dance hall type some, shit.
Watch me nae-nae
type shit, you know what I mean? Like, you feel me? Juju on the beat type shit, you know what I mean?
That's real. We gotta salute them too, man. Yeah.
That's their own little circle, you feel me? They make that shit do what it do. They conduct that shit in the right form and fashion.
That's cool.
Hit the quan, you see what I'm saying? Like, yep. You feel me? Like,
so stepping into the club right now, 2K18, what the vibe you more so gonna be on now? If that was what it was in the past, you stepping into now? What, still some dope boy shit?
Yeah, it's the future. You feel me? It's that thugger. You feel me? You know what I mean? It's the motherfucking Meek Mill, somebody save. It's like, you know what I mean? In my eyes, how even some Kevin Gates, you feel me? Mm-hmm. I look at it like it's on some shit like niggas is putting it's still some trap shit, cause niggas still trap, niggas still sell, niggas still do their thing. Mm-hmm. But it's more of some shit like, you know what I mean? Niggas putting their hearts on the line. Niggas is saying shit that's getting niggas locked up. Niggas ain't, it's reality rap, you feel me? In the aspect, you feel me?
Okay,
Kodak Black just got locked up. You know what I mean? Like, different beefing with another nigga, you feel me, on Snapchat and not knowing who are watching this shit. Them folks ran in that bitch. And even got cruel to the kids, and I know that nigga love his little boy, bro. But at the end of the day, you can get cruel to the kids not doing shit to your child being around a pistol.
That's just a white man, like, really kind of pushing down on the...
On a black man, you feel me?
My bad, I had to take it there.
I appreciate you, though. Like, that's what it is, though. Donald Trump president, my nigga, like, come on, man. Like, niggas, I ain't think he was gonna win that bitch. You feel me? But at the end, but I'm tell you like this. From a black man nigga perspective on some real nigga shit, like, if you really peep game, Donald Trump, everybody that run, they need people to donate shit. They're trying to get, you know what I mean, sponsors and shit. Donald Trump had his own check. So, come on, man. And niggas that got checks, you feel me? But at the end of that, man got a check, bro. So he ain't have to go through either do this for me or rallying on this, rallying on that or some type of shit like that, you feel me?
That right there in the sky that's just moving like that. What that look like to you? Okay, just a plane.
That's a plane. If it looked like a little missile, like a nigga, like career from the goddamn.
At first, I ain't gonna lie, it look like a little disc.
You feel me? Like, nigga finna bomb this bitch. Fuck is that, you feel me? That bitch was moving kind of fast, though, huh?
It was moving fast with a lot of light. Yeah. Like, okay.
He had me thinking somebody's outside. I'm finna grab the G unit. The fuck?
That nigga's grabbing the G unit.
You smack it, tell me. Fuck
yeah,
that.
Yeah, extra Gucci, though.
Y'all
what
already
you
know.
Get, yeah, that's just some extra, definitely stoner type vibe. But
yeah.
I dig it. What about, as far as the style, what is your thoughts on style as of out there generally and just, you know, personally?
All right, generally, everybody gonna dress alike. That's just how it is.
That's just how it is, period, before time?
Before times, niggas were dressing however the fuck they wanted to dress, you feel me?
What, like before the internet?
I ain't gonna say before the internet, I'm gonna say before like MySpace and all that shit, before shit like we was little that we was able, like, what the fuck is this type shit, you know what I mean? Niggas, you know, they had your west side niggas dressed like this, your east side niggas dressed like this, your south side niggas, north side niggas, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not everybody on designer belts, you feel me? Tight jeans, if they ain't Robin's Trues, You know what I mean? Louis Gucci, all that, that extra
slick
shit.
Was your shit. You was slick fucking with that shit.
I still, you feel me? A lot of niggas don't even know that. Like, nigga, I wanted niggas, I'm gonna talk shit now. Hey, I wanted niggas to storm out at one of the first niggas that had a tat in his face, bro.
You like, can say that.
Come on,
bro.
Man. Niggas was not tat. I was banging before niggas was even banging, bro.
It wasn't even, you know what I mean?
Like niggas was walking up to you. What's up, cub? What's up, cub? What's up, folk? What's up, folk? I'm talking about niggas was saying the same shit, but niggas ain't even know why they was saying that shit. Mm. Niggas ain't know that shit was slick gang related, you feel me? To somebody to.
Yeah, they was just thinking.
Yeah, it's just a land of slang. Like, yeah. Shit, what's up, cub? What's up, folk? Nah, nigga, that, you know, cuz, crip, folk,
man.
GD, you know what I mean? Like, and now, you know what I mean? I've been banging, you know what I mean? Mm. Before Wayne was banging blood, bro. And now niggas is, you know what I mean? What's popping blood, yo?
A lot of people goddamn try to switch over when they see that.
When they say, come on, bro. A lot of niggas, I know a lot of niggas switched over when they seen Wayne banging blood. But Wayne was one of the niggas that was the most street nigga, the streetest nigga out there. You feel me?
As far really?
As that, how I looked at that shit, like on some real shit, bro. Like, you know, you had your trick daddies and shit, you feel me? Like, you know what I mean? But he only gonna affect a certain, he only gonna affect a certain culture, you see what I'm saying? Like, but Wayne came on some tattoos on my face, golds on my mouth, sagging, Gucci, Louis.
The fact that he was so good.
Yeah, at what he did, his craft was a beast too, though. His craft is still a beast to this day. That Dedication 6, nigga, that nigga stupid, bro.
Hey, bro. Artist-wise, bro, you got some shit brewing over there.
By the grace of God, I put God first. Look, I put God first for everything I do. You smack a damn me. Tatted in my face, it's McAdelmy, and at the end of the day, like, it's God, you feel me? You know what I mean? It ain't me, you feel me? I'm part of it, you know, because it comes out of me, but,
definitely.
Like, he touched my mind, you feel me? And at the end of it, you know, with wisdom comes knowledge, bro. You learn how to speak certain shit, how to say certain shit. You can put some shit together, you feel me? Like, I was watching Limitless, bro, the movie, bro. You know, they're talking about that NZT shit. It's supposed to be a drug to make it. You ain't the only one, nigga, blowing one day with their music. You feel me? Like all the way, gonna touch all the right people and connected with all the right people. You feel me? But on another note, you know what I mean? Like, I got a beautiful mind, bro. I got a beautiful mind. You feel me? My shit, you feel me? My shit just, you feel me? It's like a butterfly. That bitch, you know, started in a cocoon. That bitch, it came out to cocoon and just. You feel me? That's it, bro. And I ain't talking about. And I ain't talking about the lifespan either, though. You know, butterfly lifespan ain't long either, though. Mm. 45 days to the max, you feel me? So,
damn,
you know what I mean? Like, nigga, I got 45 years on this shit that I'm gonna make a deal with, you feel me? I ain't gonna lie, though. Feeling good. Been drinking this apple vodka. We ain't gonna say no names. You see what I'm saying? Silent. You did it. I'm just cooling it, bro. You feel me? I'm finna get my Pro Tools up and running. You know what I mean? Fuck around with some shit.
Okay.
You feel me?
Tomorrow about to be February.
The first, my nigga.
First, yeah.
Yeah, bro. Like season of what? The Aquarius or some shit like that?
I guess so.
I fuck with them though. Aquarius. Okay. It's like a water motion to them. No disrespect. Them hoes like, you see what I'm saying? Them hoes like, man, look. Either you riding with the wave, you feel me, or you going against the current. If you're going against the current, my nigga, you might drown in that bitch.
Oh,
you might get fucked up, bro.
Get fucked up.
You feel me? That shit's serious.
You can't go against the wave.
Hell nah. That wave ain't no hoe.
Okay. And what's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn. You know, we conquer. We first, you feel me? Like, you know what I mean? And as far as America turns, because, you know, but we first, nigga. Like, nigga, we... You feel me? Capping like a cap, like Gucci said, capping like a Capricorn, nigga.
Capping like a Capricorn. How long ago did Gucci say that shit?
That shit was probably like about 6-7 years ago.
He been on it. These lingos niggas be bringing out older rappers.
Ben said that shit. They been rocked that shit. They been pushed that shit.
Outkast Ben said that trash.
You feel? Yeah, you feel me? And at the end of the day, niggas finally put two and two together though. You know what I mean? But niggas was more wise. Niggas could have been seen what the niggas was talking about. You know, I
I'm ready to demystify the word cap, because trap ended up being a whole bunch of meanings of its own.
Yeah.
And even the deepest of the meaning of that shit actually being an actual trap.
Yeah, all right. Cap, yeah, like, you feel me? Capping is like, you know, it's basically another word for jigging. Trap, you feel me, niggas? It's like, you feel me? Like, it's a trap. The folks trying to get you in a trap while you selling dope.
Then niggas
rearrange that bitch and put that bitch to, I'm in a trap. But at the end of the day, you feel me? You hitting a nigga, like, nigga, hit your phone. What's popping, bro? Mm-hmm. I'm in a trap. Mm-hmm. You speak life and death to existence through your tongue, you feel me? So you in a trap, you feel me? Then you wonder why shit get...
We need to change the word from trap to mean something else, like freedom or something.
You feel me?
Maybe
not freedom, but on some shit like, you know what I mean? Just like what you doing, you feel me? You ain't, like, I understand you trapping, you feel me? But then, you know, but at the end of the day, trap means to contain, you feel me?
Now, just, I'm going to stop you right there, because that's how I'm feeling about cap. If I don't know the real meaning of it, that's kind of containing us too, if we just saying cap all goddamn day.
Yeah, I'm capping these niggas, I'm capping off of this joke.
Cap, we trap, we just stuck.
Nigga, and not necessarily mean your mind stuck, but your situation, you might be stuck. You might not be able to, like Boosie said one day, he was like, I can't get past 50,000, I'm in a trap. You feel me? Like niggas mind elevate, niggas getting older, niggas looking at shit, niggas seeing niggas dying, blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that, you feel me? But niggas is stuck in that situation where, you feel me? Like,
same shit?
Yeah, you feel me? That's it.
Everybody
gonna
wonder, like, okay, change the channel or something.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, yeah, you feel me? It's the same rerun, nigga. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I do feel you, though, bro.
I'm digging all of that. So, how long did it take you to get your hair that long?
Man, you know, before I got locked up, I was growing up about a year. Then I got locked up. So that's about 2 years. And then in March, it's going to be, I've been out almost a year. So that's going to be 3 years. So about a good 2 3/4. Mm-hmm. Yeah, feel me? Man, that bitch do what it do.
You plan on cutting them anytime soon?
I was thinking about it. I'm a clean nigga, you feel me? Don't get me wrong. I'm dreads, you feel me? You know, it's on some, you know, I'm a street nigga first and foremost, you feel me? But I'm a nigga where I like that cleanness, you know what I mean? Like, you know, but who knows, bro, you know? Everything is predestined, you feel me? Well, it's gonna, I'm going to cut that bitch or whatever the fuck, you feel me?
Okay, okay. Nigga, you winning either way.
You just make a deal with me. I was going to choose regardless.
Catch the Grammys?
I actually didn't, bro. What day it came out?
The other day, probably like 2 days ago.
No, I ain't catch that bitch. I probably was venging on motherfucking Netflix. I was fuck around and write in the studio, motherfucking writing some songs, listen to some beats or some shit. But I ain't gonna even lie, probably venging on Netflix for real. I do my music, don't get me wrong. I lock and load, you know what I mean? When the kids, you know, you did. But now I'm probably avenging, bro. I probably had some shit on my mind. I was watching some shit.
What's hitting on Netflix?
I got all type of shit going on, bro. Like, I'm a motherfucking sci-fi kind of guy. Action pack. This Mickadel me, like, niggas killing the niggas. Like, that's an alien to the third degree with buku fucking chopper guns. And, you know what I mean? Like, just on some weird shit, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like,
I dig that.
Yeah, bro. I watched that Strangers 2. Like, that shit, I ain't gonna even lie, that shit was crazy as fuck. But it, you know what I mean? It was some shit I was there beginning too. You know what I mean? So I fuck with that shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's all type of shit come on that bitch, dog. I've been watching, literally, like, Cat Williams just dropped some shit on that bitch, you feel me? I don't remember the name of that bitch, but it's some new shit. You know he cut his hair. Man, that bitch stupid, dog. That shit stupid, dog. And that nigga. That nigga keeping it straight 1,000. He keeping it 100 about white folks, you know what I mean, voting for Trump and all type of shit, bro. Like, you feel me?
He was just talking about niggas.
Mm-hmm. You feel me? But it's just a simple fact. Like, that nigga's a smart guy, bro. Like, that nigga.
He's a smart guy, and they really be trying to play that nigga like a dumbass.
But he, you know, yeah, because at the end of the day, he don't want to say what the governments, what the niggas around him want to say. Like, shit, nigga, my whole campaign, nigga, came out of my pocket, nigga.
Gee,
so niggas can't tell me shit, can't tell me how to, you know what I mean? But I always was taught this, though. Every president they got, they all same blood. They all come from some type of ancestry, bro.
That's what everybody
You feel me? So even Obama, bro, he's not all the way black though. You know what I mean?
He's all the way black by everybody else's standards and shit like that.
As far as us niggas, yeah. But as far as white people, he ain't all the way black. He got some white, they running his blood. Just like they got some black, every white person got some black.
I thought white people don't acknowledge mixed people as somewhat white people.
Shit, they do though.
Yeah.
There's
just too many of them out here now. They're
not acknowledging. They got too many commercials on TV where they show a black woman and a white man.
Yeah.
Or a white woman and a black man. You don't see the black man and the white woman too many times. But, but you might catch the white man and the black woman, you feel me? Like, you feel me, bro? Like,
hey, honey, how's it going?
You see what I'm saying? They got the oldest son, you feel me, and the little girl. So it's some shit like that. You feel me? That shit weird.
Nah, man, that's definitely marketing. I mean, I do see some other perspective, you know, commercials out there. That's cool.
Yeah.
But I mean, shit, black people, I would say, it's only like how much they say it is of us in the actual United States.
I don't even know, bro. Now that's one thing I don't know. I know we supposed to be what, minority or some shit.
Yeah, so we seem like we, I guess, 10%.
Yeah, 10 or 12% or some
10
shit
or
like that.
10%. I heard those two in particular.
But then I heard you only use 10 or 12% of your brain too. So, so what the fuck? You feel me?
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I mean? So who? Who the fuck knows,
who
bro?
Who the fuck knows, man?
You feel me? And it ain't gonna really keep 1,000 when niggas let a nigga know what the fuck really going on. You feel me?
Oh man, when the last time you just had to do a math problem?
Shit, every day. My little girl, what, 5 years old? Oh, they always send her home with some shit. Oh, yeah. Now, that shit's simple, though.
Okay.
Now, when it comes to that fucking MC squared decimal divided by X
coming.
Fraction, yeah, that shit coming, but I'm make sure I'm ready, though. Fuck that shit. I be damn sick. Like, my dad don't even know how to answer this question. You got me fucked up. You know what I mean? Finna play me. Because I ain't gonna even lie. When I was little, I used to ask my daddy shit. Nigga, you know, well, look, let me call your auntie. Nigga, you supposed to know this shit. Bitch, you done went to the motherfucking high school, the Navy, a little college, you feel me? Bitch, you supposed to know this shit. But at the end of, you know what I mean? Everybody know
great programs for folks that go to the Army.
Yeah. Why you ain't never fuck with it then? It just fuck it, huh?
I don't know. It was something in my spirit.
That nigga like, don't do it.
I salute everybody who do
that. Fuck around, huh? You stupid, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck that shit. Is that what I said when they try to recruit me?
I mean, I be wondering, like, you know, all the hood niggas and shit like that actually, you know, about it and shit. Why they don't go to the Army where, you know, you can really put them skills to use and shit.
You might come back with just a leg or arm.
Nigga,
how the fuck I'm gonna fuck this hoe now, bro?
Hey, man, I mean, you tell me you a vet, though.
Yeah,
kind of got a check, though. Yeah. But
I know a lot of niggas that go like the National Guard and shit, you know what I mean? You feel me? It's not really the real Army type
it's
shit,
like
some
you
shit where you
go,
yeah, like, you feel me? But if a war, they gonna call your ass, but shit, nigga, I been with their ass for a week.
You
feel me? Fuck that shit. Bro, we need everybody from the National Guard. Every time some shit hit with the hurricanes or some dumbass shit, I need everybody from the National Guard, and then we call the folk from the Navy. All right, the fuck y'all call the National Guard first?
I know, right?
They like the niggas for the petty jobs, you feel me?
Oh, shit.
I'm sick of them. Not trying to be disrespectful, but you know what I mean? Like,
jeez Louise, I mean, nah, I feel you, though. The mother folks, they like really going to kill some shit.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, niggas be having post-something depression type shit.
Traumatic.
You feel me? Like,
yeah, that shit is crazy.
Niggas in the National Guard, they got down. They ain't like that. Them niggas smoking weed and everything. Oh, nigga, it's cool and it's. Well, we ain't got. Oh, they got a warrant. What? Oh, we straight, nigga. We straight, nigga.
Oh, man, what do you think the policies in the actual government is going to be when they legalize weed everywhere in the United States?
Man, they gonna make that shit to the point you probably only can grow two plants.
Yeah, what?
That everybody might better only grow two plants, cause it ain't gonna be.
You think they'll probably let people grow two plants?
Yeah, bro, they already letting folks grow like seven plants in certain states, bro. It's like 29 states has legalized marijuana, bro.
Damn.
And out of 29, 15 states has made that shit to the point where, like, it's recreational. You see what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. Shit, so what would happen if everybody can just grow their own weed? Just own personal weed, enough of themselves at least.
I think niggas gonna smoke that shit first and foremost, cause they put all the work in growing that bitch. And for two, the type of world we live in, like, yeah, I'm gonna go back to clothes right quick, like Gucci, Louis, Ferragamo, you feel me? MCM, you feel me? Like, everybody gonna always want some type of different type of strain of weed, cause they always want some different type of clothes, you feel me? So niggas, the money still gonna generate, you feel me?
Yeah.
The niggas gonna be cross straining shit, you feel me?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's always gonna be another one that they got moon rock, you feel me? Like.
Yeah, they do.
Come on now, that shit gets you high. Last time I hit that shit, bro. Never again. Never.
Raw moon rock.
Bro, yes, bro. You know I don't even smoke like that no more, bro. Nigga, I hit that shit, bro.
You had to it. Just hit the moon rock.
Bro, that shit had my heart beating so, nigga, I thought I had got high air. That shit. Then that shit said 33% THC, pure.
Damn, what's the percentage?
Shit, everything, like, the regular gas for like 17, you feel me? Like, probably like 18.
Oh my God, my brain might not even recover.
You feel me? Mid, I ain't gonna even lie, mid might be like 10, 11, and okay. Probably 10. But you know, niggas don't smoke ready, so I ain't gonna go to that. Mm-hmm. In New Orleans, they still smoke Reggie, though.
I smoke Reggie,
guys. In Alabama, they still smoke Reggie. That shit still brown down there, bitch. That shit, like, 3%. So niggas be high literally for, like, fucking 3 minutes. Niggas be high for 3 minutes. 3%. 3 minutes, nigga. Like, nigga, no, nigga.
Well, and that's it. My cousins out of Alabama could take
that money. Hell, nah, nigga. Hell, I can't even take the shit. But I ain't gonna lie though, like, I'm almost to the point, like, all right, I got some for that paperwork, you feel me? I'm gonna start chiefing again, you feel me? You know, it like I said, it enhances your mind at times too, you feel me? Make you look at things a little different, you feel me?
Man, that shit, I don't know, this shit like halfway overrated though.
Yeah, the weed, yeah. Everybody said they got their gas. Nigga be smoking this shit. The fuck is this shit, bro?
I don't even know.
You feel? We might have that gas smell and taste just like me. I had that gas smell and taste like Fruit Loop. Mm-hmm. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. The fuck is this shit we smoking, nigga? Because everybody want to have a plug in Cali, you feel?
Nah,
me?
I'm talking about just smoking in general.
Oh, nah, that shit. I don't know. That's all about what you make it. Like I said, it's all about how you take it, you feel me? If you allow that shit to enhance you, or you can do something productive with it, why not? If you just smoke that shit, and you ain't gaining nothing from it, no benefits, that's you.
That's true.
You feel me? At the end of it, you feel me? Some people smoke because they got pain. Sometimes that shit take away the pain, you feel me?
I ain't gonna lie. I don't be having no pain. And then when I smoke, it definitely don't be no extra pain.
You feel me? That shit, because it be different. That shit disappear.
If I did have a little pain, though, and I smoke, I definitely forget about the pain.
Fucking right. I ain't gonna even lie to you. I was lifting this heavy ass TV right here.
Oh shit.
And I was down and pulled something.
That
I pulled the fuck out some shit, bro. And at the end of the day, bro, like, I done hit the blunt. Like, I don't feel that shit right now.
Oh, right now?
I be going through muscle spasms and shit. I be going through some shit. I might be walking. And my shit, I literally be about to fall because my little leg be zzz. Like, I don't know what it is. But that's because I ain't went to the doctor either, though. I let that shit, fuck that shit, you hear me?
Real stretching.
What I started doing, now the pain ain't so severe, but the weed got me high, too, so ain't no telling. The weed just, it take your mind.
You about to make me start goddamn stretching.
Yeah. Oh, you got two fully, you feel me? You know what I mean? I'm 31, but I'm 27, but I'm really 24, so at the end of the day, who knows, you feel me? It could be goddamn. You see what I'm saying? It could be letting them hoes, you know what I mean? Fuck with a nigga, you know what I mean? It did. But besides that, for like, ain't no telling, bro.
Yeah, man. Shit, what's one of the latest tracks you got? Let's get ready.
Yeah. I did some little, I got all type of shit, bro. The latest shit I did.
The latest?
I did some shit with a nigga called
Okay.
My nigga engineered that bitch, you feel me? And like, that shit came out nice. I freestyled on that bitch. I was writing that first. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't get it together, so I just went for it, you feel me? Matter of fact, we're gonna play that bitch in probably like the next 5-10 minutes, you feel me? See if I can get that motherfucker, you feel me? But it's my nigga featuring me on that bitch, you feel me? And nigga got some little shit going with that shit. That shit, you know what I mean? I'm fucking with it.
Okay, now let's say, you know, you had some material that you was rocking with that was your own.
Yeah.
And you wanted to put it out, and you could put it out any way you wanted to. How would you go about putting it out?
All right. First and foremost,
you had unlimited, you know.
What you mean? It was like, break it down a little bit more. Like, what you mean? It's like if I had my own little shit going, and I had,
if, you know, if you got the check or whatever.
Yeah. How would I push my music, basically?
How would you go about pushing your music if, you know, money wasn't the issue?
I feel like first thing you go is internet-wise. You feel me? Okay. Internet is everything. You okay. Feel me? It's like the golden ticket, Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory. You got the internet, my nigga, there's no possibilities. You feel me? Mm. You know, like, you learn shit. You can make shit. You can make your own beats. You can record shit. You feel me? Like, you can watch other niggas shit. You can watch shit overseas. China, Korea, like, it's endless, you feel me? So, what I would do, you feel me, like, I'm dropping my shit on everything that got music on it. From Spotify to Music Choice that come on the fucking Infinity shit, YouTube, you feel me, SoundClick, SoundCloud, you feel me, like, every music shit, you feel me, that got some XM radios, whatever the fuck they got, you feel me, I try to drop my shit, even if it's just one track, you feel me, because that one track, but they got somebody's attention. You see what I'm saying? Mm. This person might not like it, but it's the world. Mm. Everybody ain't gonna always like what the next person do. That's why everybody got different fans. You feel me? And some niggas got the same fan that listen to 10 different artists. You feel me? But might not fuck with this one artist. You feel me? So I drop everything on the internet first. I drop all visuals, everything. And just like even like, you know what I mean? What we doing right now? You feel me? Like, nigga, I got that, had that tripod. You feel me? We could have put my little iPhone right there and still been recording this bitch, you feel me? So we'd have had the visual and we'd have had the motherfucking, you know what I mean? Mm. A little video, you feel me? Where niggas is, smart. Yeah, you feel me? You know what I mean? So it all depends on, you know what I mean? How you do shit, you feel me? My situation right now is at the end day, it's about getting in contact with the right person because Atlanta is a city of fraud. That's serious. So you've been put money on this website, put money on that website. I'm gonna say five websites you put money on. Mm-hmm. Two of them legit. Mm-hmm. Everything else a scam.
Yeah, definitely.
You're gonna take some L's, bro. And you might think it's okay. Pandora just hit me, and put your money on Pandora, and it might not even be Pandora.
Nah, it could be Finesse King.
You feel me? Like Finesse King Charlie. You feel me? Like. Oh, this nigga done played me, bro. I got Pandora hit me on this motherfucker fully. And there was some nigga Ryan something or whatever the fuck.
Oh, man.
And that nigga had, you know, I look at the bottom, I look at the chart to see if it's copyrighted, I try to look at the reviews, you know what I mean? Yeah. The shit people say, because at the end they all that shit let you know. Because motherfuckers, if they get fucked over, they go, this motherfucker here, that, you know what I mean? They going to type some shit in that motherfucker, definitely, you feel me? So, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't fuck with him though, and it could have been legit to be real with you, but I ain't fuck with it. I was just like, fuck it, you know when the time is right, and that's how I look at shit. You feel me? So at the end of the day, I ain't feel like that wasn't the right time.
You got a plan in mind. You trying to come with some more leverage?
Yeah, you feel me?
See whoever that is at the moment.
You feel me? You just gotta see what, you know what I mean? What the fuck?
Talking about nothing for real. That, you would know.
So it's all about how you. Yeah, it's all about how you do that shit.
That's still lit though to get Pandora sending you stuff like that.
Oh yeah, that's a blip. I mean, somebody listening, but at the end of the day, you still even if it ain't the network, somebody listening though.
That's interesting though that you chose to go the internet route instead of the physical. We gonna get out here and, you know, hit the club.
That's next though. You feel me? Cause your image is everything, but your image also can be portrayed on the internet. Niggas, I'm gonna be real with you. The way the life is shit and how shit is right now, niggas going out, but niggas ain't going out. Niggas has called their niggas to come through. They'll take their big ass flat screen, hook up either their PS4, the Xbox One X, whatever the fuck, you feel me, YouTube, and they gonna watch videos. So niggas is seeing you right then and there because that's your videos, that's your vision, you know what I mean, your visuals, niggas is looking at you.
That's what niggas really
do. And then once niggas do that shit, then niggas might be, then you might hit a nigga with like, I'm coming to a city near you at such and such club, you feel me? And niggas be like, let me go see this nigga, bro. Yeah, where it's a real live show, you feel what I'm saying? But shit, nigga, I got kids. Nigga, my 3-year-old now that working motherfucking phone and tablet, nigga, what's he,
folks, you know what I mean? Be watching.
Come on, bro.
Regardless.
You gotta know. You gotta know that. Easily, too, bro. So it just, you know what I mean? It just depends, you feel me?
So would you rather perform for people online than in front of 50 people in real life?
Or 100
people in real life?
Yeah. I'd rather perform for them 100 million niggas that might just accidentally click your motherfucking video, you feel me, than be out there performing for them 100 niggas that ain't gonna spread your shit to 100 more. Just keeping it 100, not saying they won't, you feel me? But they, you know what I mean? Like, nigga get on, nigga see you do your show, then nigga might go home and YouTube you. You feel me? So that just add more after they seen you, feel me? But that don't necessarily mean they gonna tell 100 more niggas. Or this nigga gonna tell 100 more niggas. So, you know what I mean? The street grind is strong, you feel me? But it all depends on how your street grind is. Now, I seen niggas in blue off of that street grind shit, you feel me? I seen niggas like, you know what I mean? You
I
know,
like
cause sometimes...
Because
sometimes you gotta get out there and let that one DJ, cause that one DJ might have a million followers, you feel me? So that one DJ can even post your song on his shit, and then that 1 million niggas been to check your shit out, you feel me? So I'm gonna be real with you, and by you saying that, when you really look at shit, It's like equal and equal. It runs head and head. It's yin and yang, you feel me? So it all depends on, you know, how you do that shit, you feel me? You know what I mean?
But just to get you, people go out to do all that just to fuck with the DJ?
Yeah, you got to fuck with the DJ. You fuck with the DJ fuck with you. The DJ going to play your shit. The DJ going to spin your shit. You see what I'm saying? That's how I look at that shit, you feel me? And then once the DJ play your shit, the crowd going to dictate your shit, you feel me? Whether or not they like the shit or they don't like that shit, you feel me? So... it depends, you know what I mean?
The DJ is still very important.
Yeah, the DJ always important. And the producer, though. Because a lot of songs out this bitch suck. Being real with you. But them niggas, you know what I mean? Them niggas got a fire-ass fucking beat. Just like your beats, your shit fire than them. My nigga, I don't even want to say no names, you hear me? Because I ain't going to do it like that. But I done heard your shit on a couple of niggas' shit, and niggas really wasn't spitting shit. But that beat was so hard, it make you just... listen to the rest of the song to see what the beat might do.
I love it.
You feel me?
I wanted to at least help the artist out to that.
You feel me? See what the beat might do. And niggas might come on that bitch brazy. Like, what the fuck is you saying, son? But hey, man. But at the end of the day, you know, it is what it is. You feel me? So,
man. That's pretty much going to conclude this interview, man. I appreciate your time, man.
I already know, my nigga. You slay that shit. I'm gonna keep on jigging till I'm watching motherfucking jig. YouTube me. You feel me? Facebook, you know what I mean? The Twitter, the Instagram. You feel me? Like, fuck with me, my nigga. I'm out here. One love, one blood. Mr. Watchman, motherfucking jig. Shout out to my brother, you feel me? You feel me? We gonna keep it rolling, my nigga. One.